45章
Isaiah chapter
45:18
Verse 18
创造诸天的耶和华，制造成全大地的神，他创造坚定大地，并非使地荒凉，是要给人居住。他如此说。 我是耶和华，再没有别神。
Isaiah 45:18 For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other.
然后行，看第八章，对不起，箴言书的第八章。
Proverbs chapter 8.
22节，Verse 22，在耶和华创化的起头，在太初创造万物之前，就有了我。从亘古，从太初未有世界以前，我已被立；没有深渊，没有大水的泉源，我已生出。大山未曾奠定，小山未有之先。 我已生出，耶和华没有创造大地和田野，并世上的土质，我已生出。他立高天，我在哪里？他在渊面的周围活出圆圈。 上者从苍天应，下使渊源稳固，为沧海定出界限，使水不能越过他的命令。坚定而立定大地的根基，那时我在他哪里为公司，日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前踊跃。
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no foundations abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the foundations of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and my delight was with the sons of men.
然后再请翻回创世纪第一章。
And then please turn back to Genesis chapter 1.
我们要从26节看起。
We'll start reading from verse 26.
我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Genesis 1:26. Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
第三章,
Chapter 3,
15节,
Verse 15.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，在人的后裔的
女人的
后裔要伤你的头，你要伤他的脚跟。
Chapter 3, verse 15, And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在这一个新年的开始
the beginning
我们一同聚集在这里。
That we are gathered here.
弟兄们要我负担下午有两次的交通。
So the brothers had asked me to be speaking on the two afternoons.
我实在说，最近的一段时间，好像没有什么主的话给我。
Honestly speaking, it seems that there's not much word from the Lord given to me.
但是因为弟兄们也一直有这样的心思，我也就靠着主的恩典接过来。
And because the brothers have these thoughts that by the Lord I received it.
不过当我在主面前这样想仰望的时候
And as I looked upon the Lord
好像有一些话出来了
There seems to be some words that came.
这些话你说是我们众人都明白的那也都是真的
And it's true that these words seem to be understood by all of us.
但是翻过来说是我们众人并不完全明白的，那也是事实。
It's also a fact that it's not understood clearly by all of us.
那我在主的面前说
，And before the Lord, I say，
我说主啊，你现在给我这样的一个照明。
I said, Lord, you have given me such an enlightenment.
是不是就是要我和弟兄姊妹们在这一点上来有一个？深刻一点的等候呢
Is it for me to have a deeper wait upon you with the brothers and sisters?
我想这也是一个非常美的意思。
I believe this is a beautiful thought.
因为比方说
For example,
我请问弟兄姊妹们
Let me ask brothers and sisters.
你什么时候得救
When were you saved?
你得救是根据什么
What were you saved?Based upon.
在你没有接受救恩以前
Before you,
你又有没有让神来纪念你
Before you accepted God's salvation, were you remembered by God?
那这些好像都是 我们你说我们也不是才信主你问我们这些那么肤浅的问题干什么
You may say that we are not new believers. Why are you asking such easy questions, shallow questions to us?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
引起我这样的一个想法的。
What caused my thoughts?
一面固然是因为那是我自己个人曾经走过的路。
On the one hand, it's because of my personal experience, the path that I have taken.
其次是让神自己的话很清楚的把一件事情我以为我自己很熟悉的
Secondly, it's because of the word of God and something that I thought I'm already very familiar with
结果神在那里叫话语发光的时候
But then when God allows these words to brighten
我就说怎么我几十年来都没留意到这件事呢
Then I asked myself, how come for these decades I've never taken notice of this?
那弟兄姊妹，我就是从这样的一句话来等候主在这一次让我和弟兄姊妹们的交通。
So from these words, I am waiting upon the Lord for what I'm about to share.
我刚才说的那句话。
The words that I just shared.
对我们读中文圣经的人来说呢，是非常容易。发生这种现象的。
For us who read normally the Chinese version, it's easy to have this phenomenon.
对读英文圣经的弟兄姊妹呢
？And those brothers and sisters who read English Bible,
你们是不应该发生这个误解的。
And you should not have such misunderstanding.
但是你们有没有发生这个误解呢
？But whether you had And such a misunderstanding,
这个我们就不敢保证了。
I cannot guarantee.
那正因为是这样的一个问题。
And because of such a question,
我觉得和弟兄姊妹们从那一点开始整个的把神的永远的旨意来做一个温习也好做一个追寻求追赶也好。
And so from this point, I'd like to do a complete review of the eternal purpose of God, maybe a revision or a complete new pursuit.
那弟兄姊妹们，引起我留意到这一件事的是哪一节圣经呢？
So which Bible verse that has picked my attention here?
就是创世纪第一章第一节和第二节。
That is Genesis chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
那两节弟兄姊妹们我想你们怎么要你怎么背你都能背出来了。
I believe these two Bible verses you can recite no matter what way.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
地是空虚混沌。
The earth was without form.
中文圣经就是这样摆出来。
And that's the Chinese version.
所以很容易引起我们有错觉。
And it's easy to cause us to have a misconception.
那读英文圣经的弟兄姊妹们呢？
But the English readers.
就不应该，如果有你原谅我，是不应该产生这样一个错觉。
Should not have such a misunderstanding.
那比方说，我把这节的经文作为一个题目来放在你的面前。
So if I use this Bible verse as the topic of my sharing before you,
神在起初创造的时候创造了什么？
When God created, in the beginning, what did God create?
他的范围有多大？
What is the scope of his creation?
弟兄姊妹，如果你是读中文圣经的，
brothers and sisters, if you are reading the Chinese Bible,
你很清楚就回答说，
very clearly you would answer me.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
地是空虚混沌。
And the earth is without form.
神就是做了那么一些东西。
And that's what God has created.
对不对呢？
Is that correct?
文字上是对。
It's correct in the face of the words.
实在上是不对。
But in reality, that's not correct.
我说，如果你是读英文圣经的，你不应该发生这个难处。
I said, if you are reading the English Bible, you will not have such a difficulty.
但是我们的错觉常常有意无意地把我们领进这一个错觉里。
It's easy for us to misread this and lead us down the wrong path of understanding.
那你的答案也许仍然是创造了天和地。
So your answer might still be God created the heavens and the earth.
不错，从表面上看来，从字句上看来，是天和地。
From the surface, yes, it is true, the heaven and the earth.
但是是什么天？
And what heaven are we talking about?
多少的天？
How many heavens?
地有多少的地？
What, how many earths are we talking about?
或者是地的当中的哪一块？
Or are we referring to a particular part of the earth?
弟兄姊妹们，我已经把答案给你们。
Brothers and sisters, I have already given you the answer.
让你从自己心思里头来看一看。
So think about it in your minds.
你说天不就是天了？
Or you would say heaven is just the heaven.
我们抬起头来一看，看见上头的那一个好大的宇宙，那就是天了。
You look up into the heavens and you see the great universe, that is the heaven.
我们低下头来看，我们的脚所踏的那一块就是地了。
And if you look down on where you're stepping on, that's the earth.
那弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你晓得如果我问出这个问题来的时候，
You know, if I ask you this question,
一定不是这个样子。
It cannot be the case.
字句上我们都熟的。
These are words that we are very familiar with.
但是就算字句熟，在实际上面不见得就抓住那个实在的光景。
Even though we are familiar with the words, but we might not be really grasping onto the reality.
那如果我们读中文创世纪第一章第一节。
So if we read in Chinese, Genesis 1:1.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
很清楚利落。
Very clear and simple.
那 起初神就创造了天。
In the beginning, God created the heavens.
然后接着创造了地。
And then He created the earth.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们阅读圣经的时候。
When we read the Bible even more.
我们越发觉一个非常有意思的问题。
The more we'll discover an interesting question.
因为那么厚的一本圣经。
Such a thick book.
从时间上面来说。
Time-wise.
写作的时间，我只是说
，I'm referring to the time that it's been taken to write.
是超过了几千年。
It covers or ranges over 2,000 years.
如果从里面所发表的那个内容来说
，and from the content it expresses,
那是从永远到永远。
And it starts from eternity past to eternity future.
那就是从无限到无限。
From the eternity past to the future.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们用这样的一个心思转过来看。圣经是怎么来表达神当年所做的事情
？So if we are looking at the Bible this way, at how God accomplished what He did in at that time,
我们很容易发觉我们全错了。
Very easily we'll discover that we've been wrong.
那头一件事情，弟兄姊妹得注意。
So first thing you need to pay attention.
我刚才不是问过吗
？Didn't I ask just now?
究竟有几个天
？How many heavens are there?
天就是一个嘛，那
有几个天？ There's only one. Why would you ask how many?
地有几块地？
How many earths are there?
地也不就是那么一块地了，它除了这块地还有别一块。
You may ask, this is just this earth. Is there anything else?
就是什么？好像是文字上的混乱。
Brothers and sisters, it might be a confusion with words here.
但其中也真真实实有一个可能性。
But within there is a real possibility.
我们要问的神为什么是这样来表达他当年所做的事。
Why did God express this way what He did back then?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
起初。
In the beginning.
神创造许多的天。
God created many heavens.
这个是原来的意思。
This is the original meaning.
和
and
几块地
how many earths
许多的地
is it many earths
不是
nope
他说
he said
坐地
the earth
那你说这样算起来不管有多少个天地就只有一个在哪里给人去注意的
So we count it this way, no matter how many heavens there is only one earth that we should take note of.
完全不是那么回事。
That's completely not the case.
正因为他特别说到许多的天和这一块地。
Because it says that the many heavens and this earth.
我们就留意到有历史故事在那里了。
We have noted that there is a history, historical story behind it.
神造了好多的天。
God created many heavens.
我们从圣经上面可以找到圣经用不同的字句来说那个天。
In the Bible, we will find many different ways of describing heavens.
一般一个来说就是天上就是天。
And we could just refer to the heaven or sky.
另外一个你就看到曾有三重天。
And there are the three levels of heavens.
啊你再有一些地方你就看到在某一个天的范围里头上面还有穹苍。
And then there are some other places beyond the heavens, there is the universe.
啊然后你就跟着看着我在那个穹苍以上。
And then you see above and beyond the universe.
好像有。
There seems to be something.
宝座在哪里有像神的人坐在那里。
It seems that God is seated there. There is a throne.
那弟兄姊妹们你说究竟有几个天。
So brothers and sisters, you say how many heavens are there?
我们不去说这个。
And we will not.Keep talking about that.
但是我愿意弟兄姊妹，你记住圣经里头有这样的一个事实。
But I like you, brothers and sisters, remember there are such facts.
为什么呢
？Why?
明天你就知道。
You will find out tomorrow.
现在接上来就是说和这地。
And now we follow with and the earth.
那弟兄姊妹照着我们自己的习惯来说。
According to our habits.
天和地是相对的。
Heaven and earth, they are...
有一个天就有一个地。
There are in pairs. There's a heaven and there's an earth.
如果有许多的天的话，那应该有许多的地。
If there are many heavens, there should be many earths.
但是神的话没有这样说。
But God's word didn't say this.
它是非常重的是和这地。
Very clearly, a very focused, it says, and the earth.
显然这是两个事实。
And it seems, then it's clearly two facts.
一个事实是天。
What happened is the heaven.
另外一个事实是地。
The other fact is the earth.
神说这个，那就给我们又一个印象在哪里。
So now God has said this and created another impression.
神造了好多的天。
God had created many heavens.
但是他只是在一块地上面来做工。
But he is only working upon one earth.
弟兄姊妹们，我这样说。
Brothers and sisters, I say it this way.
我们听起来似乎好像很不合理。
It seems illogical.
但是他明明是这样说。
But this is the way he said.
诸天。
Many heavens.
Heavens, 对不对？
And it says there are many heavens. That's multiple. Plural.
然后说到地的时候呢？
And then when it talked about the earth.
和。
And it says, and the earth.
不，是他说的对。和这地。
And it talked about the earth. That's
明明指着一块。
It refers to a specific earth.
这一块地。
This particular earth.
弟兄姊妹们，你说这句话有那么许许多多在讲解。
And you may ask me, why do you focus and talk so much about these words?
弟兄姊妹，当我们留意神的话语的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we pay attention to the word of God,
你会很清楚地看到，
you will clearly see,
神从来不是空口说话的。
God never speaks lightly.
他的话语怎么出来，那就是怎么的一个事实。
However his words are delivered, that would be the fact.
那这样我们就很有意思了。
Then it's meaningful to us.
因为第二节再接上来的时候
，because in verse two，
他说地是空虚混沌。
It says the earth was without form and void。
清楚的来说，不是说地是空虚混沌。
It didn't say earth was without form and void。
仍然是这地空虚混沌。
But it says the earth was without form and void.
说弟兄姊妹们，你如果能照着神的话语，直截了当的就领会过来的时候，你已经看到了那个全面的实在的光景了。
So if you are receiving God's word very simply and directly, you will see the whole picture.
神造了许多的天。
God has created many heavens.
但神把他整个的工作放在一块地上了。
But God has placed his complete work on one earth.
为什么放在那一块地上头？
Why did he place his work upon this earth?
原来在那第一节和第二节的当中发生过一个大事。
Because between verse 1 and 2, there's something major that happened.
这一点弟兄姊妹们是应该知道的。
And so this, you brothers and sisters may realize.
是撒旦的堕落。
Because the fall of Satan,
他就给神驱赶离开属天的那个约束里。
He's been driven out from the heaven and the boundaries of heaven.
但是他就离，既然说神你不允许我在你那里。
And so he said, since you don't allow me to be there,
我就去发展我自己的事。
I will develop my own business.
我说过不要背离你，我就是背离你。
And I said I will not go against you, I will go against you.
我说过我要代替你的宝座上的那个资格，我就是要做这样的一件事。
I've said I will replace you, to sit on the throne, and I will do that.
那当你知道了这样的一些事情的时候
，When you realize these things，
你就注意了。
You will pay attention。
撒旦什么地方都不去。
Satan will not go anywhere else。
就是去那地。
Satan will go to that earth。
那地在那里没有说是什么。
And it didn't say, refer to any particular one.
但是现在我们都知道,
but now we all know.
那是指着我们地球的一个地。
And that is this planet, this earth.
我们要问了。
We'll ask him.
他为什么什么地方都不去?
Why won't he go anywhere else?
就是要选上地球来做。
Why did he choose to come to this earth?
弟兄姊妹, 我们不是撒旦。
Brothers and sisters, we are not Satan.
我们没办法说出他当年的想法。
We cannot tell what he was thinking at that time.
但是有一件事情我们可以领会。
But there is one thing we can understand.
那就是撒旦做这样的拣选。
That Satan had made his choice.
是有他的旨意在的。
He has his will.
他知道什么呢?
What does he know?
他知道。
He knows.
整个宇宙里头有许许多多的天地。
That in this whole universe, there are many different heavens and earth.
但是适合有生命的人存活的只有这一块地。
But the only one that's suitable for survival of men is only this earth.
底下我会给弟兄姊妹们我读文章所看到这些事实来印证这一点。
In a little while, I will prove to you with some of the facts that I have read from an article.
所以撒旦也知道。
So Satan also realized this.
神在宇宙里头那么许许多多的安排，为什么神在这个地上边有特别的安排？
And God had made so many arrangements in the whole universe, but why did God make this particular arrangement on this earth?
因为你从圣经历史上面去看。
From the history in the Bible.
神造人的时候
When God created man,
造出来的人神就把他们安置在伊甸园。
God placed the created man into the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园就是在这地上。
And the Garden of Eden is situated on this earth.
那为什么有一块地神在那里有一我姑且用那个词，有一些建设在哪里、啊、
？And so, why God used this earth and made some building, or I would just use these words of creating the structures here.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不是圣灵，让我们有更多的清楚，我们也没办法知道的。
If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit to lead us, we wouldn't have no way of knowing.
因为你留上那一块地，神特别在那里有个经营。是为了什么目的呢?
And so God has saved this place, have special governance over it, and what purpose does it serve?
我们慢慢看下去，你就看到。
We'll slowly look at this, and you will see.
那因此，我就是和弟兄姊妹们从这样的一件事情上面来去留意。
So brothers and sisters, we'll start looking from this matter.
我首先是盼望初信主的弟兄姊妹们，你读第一章圣经的时候，创世纪第一章圣经的时候，你不要把神在第一章里面所记录下来的事实作为一个完全的事实。
And so for the new believers, I hope brothers and sisters, when you read chapter 1 of Genesis, I hope you don't treat it as one fact only.
不可能是一件事情。
It's not possible to be one fact or one event.
因为你往下文读下去，你就看到了。
Because if you read on, you will find out.
你如果没有看到下文的时候，你也可以想象到。
Even before you read on, you may imagine.
但是很可惜的。
But unfortunately,
许多的人读圣经，
many people when they read the Bible,
尤其是那些没有认识主的人读圣经，
especially those who don't know the Lord when they read the Bible,
就一定是读出那个结论来。
They will come with this conclusion.
神起初创造天地， 那创造天地的历史过程就是第一章里面绝大部分的记录。
And so in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and this is the process of how he created the heaven and the earth, and this is the record of it.
不是的，弟兄姊妹们。
That's not the case, brothers
and sisters. 那六天是六天。
There are 6 days, and there are 6 days.
起初是起初。
In the beginning, it was the beginning.
起初是从无到有。
And in the beginning, it's from nothing to there is something.
六天呢是从有到有，加上从无到有。
And so the 6 days referring to from something to something and from nothing to something.
那么弟兄姊妹，当你看到这个事情的时候
，When you see this fact，
你就很知道了。
You will find out
为什么圣经的开始是从起初神创造天地这一句话开始。
Why the Bible begin with these words? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
因为这一句话
，because this sentence
就带出了以后所发生的许许多多的事情。
Because it brings about a series of events that to follow.
那包括撒旦的堕落。
That includes the fall of Satan.
人的堕落。
It includes the fall of man.
神为人的堕落所做的挽回。
And what God has done for a recovering man.
神做出付了代价来做成神要把人带回神最起初造人的目的。
And God paid a price in order to bring man back to the original purpose that God created man for.
然后借着被造的人能完全的跟上神自己心思的时候，让全宇宙又回到起初神创造天地的那个最永美的光景。
And through the created man, God bring man back to his original plan, and then the whole universe will follow back to the original state where it's in its full glory.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们当中有没有一部分，你听到我这样一说的时候，你说你怎么这样说？你说的把我们搞迷了。
And so I don't know whether there will be some of you who asked, "Why are you saying it this way? You're confusing me now."
那我们就盼望这两天的时间来注意这样的一个问题。
So we'll spend these 2 days to focus on these questions.
我们感谢我们的。
We thank our Lord.
如果你留意神在创世纪第一章里边所记录下来的事情，从事实和用字做记录，就会有很清楚的表达。
If you have paid attention in chapter one with the words, the terms that's used, and the facts that's been recorded, then you will realize this is a very clear manifestation or expression.
如果你把这六天记录下来的作为起初神的创造
if you think these 6 days, the record of how the 6 days proceeded was the creation in the beginning,
那你怎么说得清楚神起初造出来的天地是黑暗的？
Then how can you explain that in that beginning God has created heaven and earth, the heavens and the earth, and there is darkness?
因为你从那六天的记录看来，第一天神所做的是什么事呢？
Because if you look at the 6 days, what did God do on the first day?
神说叫整个黑暗了的那个大地，连同天空，从黑暗进到光明。
God had allowed the whole earth that was in darkness enter into light.
那弟兄姊妹，那你就要给我们说清楚一件事了。
So brothers and sisters, you need to explain one thing.
就是光明的现象在前，还是黑暗和空虚混沌在前？
So did the state of having light comes first, or the darkness that's without form and void, does that state come first?
你没办法说得清楚。
It's you cannot explain it clearly. You cannot really explain it.
又看, 地是给水完全的掩盖,
and then you says the earth was covered completely in water.
当后来神要叫那个陆地显出来以前,
so later on,
显出来的, 那一刻来的,
the moment God gathered the land to from the water,
陆地和海洋就很清楚分开了。
So very clearly he divided the land and the sea, the oceans. So brothers and sisters, why don't you tell me?
究竟有山在前, 还是那里什么都不是, 不过神叫那个水和, 合在一处, 那个山就出来。
So whether the mountains existed before, or is it the case when God get the water, gather the water into one place, and so the mountains show forth? So brothers and sisters, when you encounter these,
你就知道里面所记载的和我们想象里头所应该是如此的事实。
So there is a distance between what's recorded here and what we are thinking or imagining. If we pay attention to this,
你读这六天的创造的时候,
when you read about the creation during the
6 days,你看到神在用字来记录那个历史的所用的那个词啊不一样。
You see, God used different terms or words to describe the six days of creation.
就拿开头来说吧。
And let's start from the beginning.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
接下去地曾经是空虚混沌。
The earth was without form and void.
然后丢出来你就看到了。
So brothers and sisters, you see.
起初神创造天地,
in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
是天和地,
there's the heavens and the earth.
是都是给创造出来的,
they were created.
什么叫创造呢?
What does it mean, created?
从无到有叫创造,
from nothing to have something, that is a creation.
那地曾经是空虚混沌,
but the earth was without form and void.
那究竟这个, 这一个事情是一造出来就是空虚混沌呢, 还是以后发生什么事情, 变成空虚混沌呢?
So whether the earth was created in a way that it was formless and void, or it, something happened to cause it to become void.
如果你把那六天就看作是神创造的六天,
if you look at those 6 days as the first creation of God,
你就把自己弄得迷迷糊糊了,
then you will confuse yourself.
你就说,起初神创造出来的天地,天是明亮的,地是黑暗的。
You would say, God created the bright heavens, but the earth was created in darkness.
不是,
that's not the case.
完全不是,
that's completely not the case.
神起初造出来的,全是美好的。
When what God first created was all good.
后来因着撒旦的堕落所带出来的那一个损害,
later, because of the fall of Satan and the damage it brought about,
就被造出来的事物有许许多多的创伤,
and so it damaged the created matters.
所以在那六天的记录里头, 神在那些受创伤的事物上面, 神给他们恢复。
And so during the 6 days of creation, God is doing a work of recovery for the parts that's been damaged.
那所以当我们留意到那六天的记录里面神所用的字,
so let's pay attention to the word that's used for those 6 days.
你一定发觉这个问题,
you will find this question.
一些是创造,
some words are used as creation.
一些是制造,
and there are some others that are used the word using the word made.
那弟兄姊妹你懂了,
and you understand, brothers and sisters.
你懂, 不同的地方，你就懂了。
Do you understand? If you understand the difference between creating something and making something, then you realize the difference.
那你说，计算机的事情。
And so you say this is recorded.
跟起初神创造天地有什么关系？
And making these things, how does it relate to how God created the heavens and the earth?
We
thank God.
我想我在这里说这个，说这些好像说太多了。
I think I'm spending too much time on this.
应该不要说那么多，轻轻点给弟兄姊妹们留意一下就可以。
I think I shouldn't have spent so much words on this. You would understand.
不过一说起来的时候就说开了。
And I can't stop when I start.
当然。
Of course.
那六天的制造所记录下来的历史有一个目的。
The work that's been done in those 6 days was recorded for a purpose.
那个目的就是说神为什么要恢复那个 被创造被伤害了 的地。
The purpose is why God needs to recover this earth or this land that's been damaged.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
是主自己的话给我们清楚地说的。
It's the word of the Lord who explained it to us clearly.
我简单地说就好了。
I'll simply put this.
乃是神要借着这个恢复的得恢复的那个地来预备造人的这一个事实。
God is doing his work of recovery on this earth in order to prepare for creation of man.
就好像起初做父母的。
It's just like the first time parents.
还要做爸爸妈妈的时候，你忙天忙忙天忙忙整天的在那里劳碌是干什么？
So when you're about to become new parents, what would you be busy about?
你要干一个好好的环境，让 baby 出来的时候，他还是安然。
You create an environment so that when the baby arrives, they will have a very good environment to live in.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那么一旦说到造人的目的的时候
，General, when we talk about the purpose of God creating man,
弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you will see.
早上上午。汉贤弟兄交通到那一个启示箴言第八章里面的话，就把那一个历史的事实做了一个很具体很实际的描写。
And this morning our brother shared about Proverbs chapter 8. It has a very concrete description of that.
但是不单是箴言书是这样说。
Not only this is spoken in Proverbs.
以赛亚书45章一样之说。
Also in Isaiah chapter 45, it says this.
并且说的更具体。
And it's even more concrete there.
那里就说到神制造天地。
It says God made the heavens and the earth.
神创造天地。
Or God created the heaven and the earth.
乃是由他自己的原因。
And for his own reasons.
他不是制造一个不流动的地。
He did not create a moving earth.
他是造这么一个坚实的大地。
He has formed a very solid earth.
为什么？
Why?
为要给人居住。
For men to inhabit.
那为什么要给人居住？
Why does he want it to be dwelt by men?
你再接下去你看到。
If you read on.
神要与人同住。
God wants to dwell with man.
但是这个还不是最后的目的。
But this is not the final purpose.
但是你就看到整个的过程是这样。
And you see, this is the whole process.
所以在以赛亚书45章，一说到神开头的那个创世的记录的时候，又把那个制造和创造分得很清楚。
So when in Isaiah chapter 45, when it talked about how God created the heaven and the earth, then again it make a distinction of the creation and the making of it.
为了要叫弟兄姊妹们在这一件事上有把握。
In order for you to have a solid grasp of this.
我们再回到45章去。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 45.
我点一点给弟兄姊妹们留意。
I'd like to point it out to brothers and sisters.
十八节。
Verse 18.
创造诸天的耶和华，制造成全大地的神。
For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens?
哦，你说，一说到地的时候，就说是制造了。
When it talked about the earth, it talked about who formed the earth and made it.
怎么不是起初神创造天地呢？
Why wouldn't you say in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth?
这里有解说的。
There is an explanation here.
他创造坚定大地。
He formed.
并非使他荒凉，是要给人居住。
Who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
很清楚地把那个过程给我们做了细一点的记录。
Very clearly, it has the more detailed record of the process.
然后当这些都安排好了。
So when these are all arranged well.
在第六天的恢复里头。
And on the sixth day of recovery,
神就宣告一件新造的事。
God proclaimed a new creation.
就不过是从前没造的，没有做出来的。
Something that's been never been done.
如果从制作的过程来说，跟造那个牲畜差不多一样。
If we are purely looking at the process of creation, it's not much different from creating the animals.
但是你看到一个完全的人给造出来的时候，
But when you see a complete human being that was created,
就完另外一回事了。
That's completely different.
所以我们圣经里面就说到，中文就把它翻成是一个有灵的活人。
So we call it a living soul.
在英文圣经里面就把它说出是有灵的活物。
And the English version just said it's a living soul.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当我们一看到那一件事情的这些事情的时候，
When we are looking at these matters,
我们就注意到了。
We would notice.
神安排这一切。
God arranged all these
为了要把人造出来。
For the sake of men.
那为什么要把人造出来呢？
For the sake of creating men. Why does he need to create men?
神说出他的目的。
God has spoken his purpose.
他的目的是什么呢？
What is his purpose?
这个和撒旦的堕落就相对的。
And this is something to do with the fall of Satan.
撒旦的堕落是撒旦要离开神。
The fall of Satan means Satan wants to depart from God.
撒旦要跟神换一个位置。
And Satan wants to swap position with God.
但神造人呢？
When God created man,
刚好和撒旦离开神那一件事情是非常非常的相对的。
And so the fact that God created man is completely in opposite to the fact that Satan wanted to depart from God.
神没有说得很清楚。
God did not clearly say this.
但是却说出事实来。
But he has spoken the facts.
神说这些人被造出来。
God said this man has been created.
乃是他们要照着我的形象来被造。
And they are created in my image.
那说得清楚一点。
To be clearer.
他们要为了要显明我来被造的。
They are created so that they can manifest me.
不单是为使免我来被造。
Not only for the purpose of manifesting me, they were created.
还要从我手里接受一个差遣，去为神去管理神所造的一切。
They will receive my command to rule over all my creation.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
你非常清楚地知道看到。
Very clearly you can see.
人的被造是为了神的荣耀的显出。
Creation of man was for the purpose of showing forth God's glory.
神要就是人把神活出来，显明出来，见证出来，来成全他在万有中所要做的一件事。
through men living out God, it will accomplish the fact that God will be the first one show forth his glory in all things.
那是什么事呢?
What is that?
那弟兄姊妹都知道了。
And brothers and sisters may not know.
你看到撒旦的堕落,
Once you see the fall of Satan,
把整个世代都弄到一塌糊涂。
And the whole world was brought down with him.
神造人出来, 为要借着被造的人把受破坏的一切带回起初的定义里。
Created men in order to bring all that's been damaged, to recover men, and then recover all that's been damaged.
那所以你就看到神说，你要你们要是作为我的荣耀来摆在哪里的。
So God said that it is for my glory that you're placed here.
还有你们要做把我的权柄显明在哪里的。
Also, you're there to show forth my power.
那人一摆出来,
when men are placed,
就是把要神显明出来,
when they're placed there, it's for the purpose of showing forth of God.
人怎么可以显明神呢?
How can men magnify God?
我们都知道,
we all know.
动物是神用泥土造出来的,
God has created the animals with dust.
人,
What about men?
也是用泥土造出来的。
Men is also created from dust.
所不同的就是,
the only difference,
神把他的灵赏给人。
God has given his spirit to men.
这一个赏赐就决定了人被造的那个目的。
This gift to show forth the purpose of men's creation.
和神造其他的动物的那个目的。
And that is different from the purpose of creating the other animals.
这些都是创世纪里头的事实。
And these are all facts from Genesis.
如果我们光是从事实上面去看, 我们都了解。
If we are only looking at these facts, we can understand.
如果你是从儿童班的时候接触到主的,一直到现在, 那你就不晓得。 听过说过多少遍了。
And if you first come into contact with the Lord when you were in the kindergarten, then you don't know how many times you've heard about this.
但是问题在这里。
But the issue is this.
神为什么要造人?
Why did God need to create men?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
很清楚地给我们留意到。
Very clearly it shows us.
从消极那一方面来说,
Passively.
要消除 撒旦的堕落所造成的一切在宇宙中的损伤,
is to remove all the damages that Satan had caused when he fell in the whole universe.
从正面来说,
positively,
那是要把那一位又真又活的神毫无保留的原装的显明在万有当中。
It's to show forth the true and living God without reservation to show forth in this universe, in all things. And for this fact,
神怎么做呢?
How did God do this?
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
当然这样的一个变化是非常难以应付的。
Of course, this is a fact that's hard to handle.
因为神造人, 人出来对付撒旦,
God created men to deal with Satan.
撒旦翻过来要用神所造的人去应付神。
And Satan, of course, conversely uses created men to deal with God too.
他也成功了。
And he succeeded some.
那意思把整个的属灵的事实弄得非常非常的复杂。
And so the spiritual fact has been turned into a very complex matter.
那弄得那么复杂, 神还能在那里恢复吗?
And with this complexity, can God continue with his recovery?
那就是一大堆的难处摆在那里。
There are so many problems and difficulties placed before us. But thank our Lord.
但不管撒旦怎么了要堵住神所做的功,
No matter how Satan tries to stop God's work,
神都把它一一地化解出来。
God will resolve it one by one.
然后,
And then,
在他们被赶出伊甸园以前,
And before they were cast out of the Garden of Eden,
神就宣告了一个应许。
God proclaimed a promise.
这个应许是什么呢？
What is this promise?
他说女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。
The seed of the woman will hurt the heel of the snake.
你的后裔要伤女人的后裔，你也要伤女人后裔的头。
And you
要伤女人后裔的脚跟。
And you will hurt the heel of the seed of the woman.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事情。
And you will see this, brothers and sisters.
属灵的征战，全面性的就开始了。
The spiritual warfare has completely unfolded.
神一直为预备女人的后裔的出现。
God has kept preparing the appearance of the seed of the woman. God had done a lot of work.
但是撒旦对于女人的后裔的出现已做了许许多多的工作，要彻底的把女人后裔可以出现在地上的路全都封闭起来。
Satan has also done a lot of work to stop this from happening, stop the seed of the woman from appearing on earth.
整本旧约的记录的事情就是这一方面的记录。
And the whole of the Old Testament is recording these facts.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
撒旦可以从各方面来堵住神。
Satan can try with all kinds of ways to stop God's work.
但是正好神就说，你越堵住我所要做的，就越显明你的诚心和人的本身，亚当的后代不可靠。
And the more you do this, the more it shows forth how undependable the descendants of Adam is and Satan is.
所以我要让女人的后裔出现了。
So we allow the seed of the woman to appear.
让女人的后裔出来的时候。
So when the seed of the woman appears,
就叫神所要的人重新显在这个宇宙中。
So the man that God wanted will appear again in this universe.
他的出现一面是去承担人所有的难处。
His appearance is for carrying all the problems and burden of men.
积极的那一方面要让神成为人的所有。
Positively speaking, is for God to become all for men.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，你晓得前几天地上很多人都在那里庆祝圣诞。
So brothers and sisters know that a few days ago, a lot of people on earth are celebrating Christmas.
我想我们大多数的弟兄姊妹都没有跟这个风俗。
I think a lot of us did not follow in this trend.
那为什么不这样高高兴兴的热闹呢？
And you ask, why don't you celebrate happily with them?
女人的后裔不是这样出来的。
The seed of the woman did not appear in this manner.
女人的后裔要特别显明一件事情。
The seed of the woman will specially show forth one fact.
她跟亚当没有关系。
He has nothing to do with Adam.
所以
therefore,
地上的人你要去纪念这个女人的后裔的出现，根本是没有条件的。
The people of the earth, you want to celebrate the appearance of the seed of woman, you don't qualify.
因为这个女人的后裔，
because
本身的所具备的条件是她是从无限、从永远到永远的一位。
Because for the seed of the woman who has this qualification, he existed from eternity past to eternity future.
如同箴言书八章那里所提到的，那许许多多神头一直的创造也好，以后所做的什么事情都好，实际去执行神所要做的事情的是他。
And it's just like what's recorded in Proverbs 8, whether it's regarding the God's creation of the world or later on, the actual actual working of what God's, the actual work of God is Him.
然后我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当这个女，这位女人的后裔出显出来的时候。
So when this seed of the woman who has shown forth,
她付了好多的代价。
He has
来。
He has paid a lot of a heavy price.
把神造人的这个目的很确实的显明出来。
His appearance very clearly and solidly showed forth the reason for God creating man.
他付的代价不能说是很轻。
He has paid a heavy price.
因为他不仅是完全隐藏了他本来是神的那些事实。
Because not only he has hidden the fact that he was God.
他还放弃了他原来是神的一些权利。
He has also given up some of the rights that he possesses.
只要你接触到钉十字架的主所表达是一个什么事实呢？
Once you encounter the Lord who was crucified and the fact that it shows forth.
那个是他用赏赐生命的权柄都放弃。
He has given up his right of his life-giving power.
那也就是说是生命的源头好像让黑暗的权势盖过了。
It seems that the origin of light is being covered by the power of darkness.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这一位女人的后裔不是不计较了这一件事情。但是她知道她不付这一个代价神要做成的事情就没有条件。
We thank the Lord. This seed of the woman is not that he doesn't care about this, but then he knows that if he did not do this, what God cannot accomplish what he needs, sets out to do.
弟兄姊妹，你回过头来看创世纪第一章。
Brothers and sisters, we look back into Genesis chapter 1.
撒旦的堕落造成的是什么？
The fall of Satan, what did it cause?
黑暗。
It's darkness.
充满大地。
The darkness was filling the earth.
深水淹盖了整个的地。
It's water that covers the deep.
那是什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们先留意神头一次的头一天的恢复就是把光带进来。
So let us ask, the first day of recovery, God brought in light.
在光没有带进来以前，
Before light was brought in,
整个的地跟地上的天空都是黑的。
The whole earth and the heaven above this earth was dark.
光是这一点，你就知道，撒旦的堕落所引出的结果是叫一切的活物都不能存活了。
So only upon this point you would know that the fall of Satan has caused the death of all living beings on this earth.
像这位女人的后裔，她就用她这一个生命的权柄。的暂时的隐藏来显出神所付的代价。
So the seed of the woman, he temporarily hid his power of life so that he would show forth the price that he's paid.
刚才弟兄姊妹们唱的那首诗歌就说到神付的那个代价是多大。
The hymns that brothers and sisters sang was about how the big price that God has paid.
但是就是漏掉了这一下。
But it missed this item.
他只看见罪的那个解除，而没有看见这一边是生命的放弃。
They only talked about the resolution for sin, but it didn't talk about the giving up of this life here.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank our God.
借助女人的后裔的出现。
Through the appearance of the seed of the woman.
神把整个的事情做了一个大扭转。
God has caused this great turnaround.
那这个大扭转就引出一个新的问题。
This great turnaround has created a new problem.
什么新的问题呢?
So what is this new problem?
地上出现了新的族类。
So this earth has a new race.
这个新的族类是什么呢?
What is this new race?
这个新的族类就是称为神的教会。
And this new race is called the Church of God.
也特别是汉先弟兄丈夫所特别提到的。
And it's
神的那一个建造。
And this is what Brother Wong shared this morning. It's God's building.
那个建造神的建造是建造那一个成为教会的属灵的团体。
God is building up this group that is the spiritual group called the church.
神做好的那个救恩把我们带到一个地步我们都知道我们是得救了。
So God has given us this salvation and brought us to the point that we know we are saved.
那我在我们的感觉上来说我们够了。
And from our point of view, we feel this is quite enough.
但是在神的安排里头神满足了没有呢?
But in God's plan, is God satisfied?
没有。
That's no.
因为神造人的目的。
Because the purpose of creating man.
那是不是一面是把人带出神最早最原先的那一个荣耀和丰富。
On the one hand, it is to bring about the original glory that in God's creation.
同时也把那些丧失在罪和死里面的人被带回到一个光景不仅是个别人来说这个是得救的那个是得救那个也是得救
At the same time for those who were lost in sin and death they were brought to not only they were saved individually each one
不停在这里
We do not stop here
神让女人的后裔一个一个的被带进基督里。
God allowed for God's seed to lead them one by one into Christ.
那就成了许许多多的分散的个人。
So many individuals
就制造或者说建造成为一个整体的人。
Would be fitted together and built into one being, one person.
因为我们都记得一件事情。
Because we all remember one thing.
救恩不是仅仅叫我们得救。
Salvation is not only for us to be saved.
救恩把我们又带到一个地步。
Salvation will lead us to this point.
神自己说出来的。
God said himself.
他要把许多的儿子领进荣耀里。
He will lead many sons into glory.
那弟兄姊妹的许多的儿子都是一个一个的个人。
And many sons that not individual, personal.
但神要借着女人的后裔所做的工，让他们成为一个实体。
Through the seed of the woman, that's God's work, will bring it into that concrete body.
这一个实体就称为教会。
And this fact, this solid fact, is the church.
或者说这个教会就称为基督的身体。
And this is called the body of Christ.
怎么发生出来的呢?
How does this happen?
你留意得到。
You can pay attention.
在真道上我们都知道。
We all know this in the truth.
是我们把基督接过来做我们的生命。
We have accepted Christ to be our life.
然后圣灵又把我们送进基督里面来与基督联合一起。
And the Holy Spirit has sent us into Christ so that we are united with Christ.
我们外面是基督。
Outwardly we are Christ.
里面是基督。
Inside is Christ.
攀缘起的时候就成一个整体。
And we are connected together, it is one.
分散出来的时候仍然没有把这一个属灵的连结来分隔。
Even when we are separated, but this spiritual connection cannot be severed.
所以许许多多的时候
many times.
那愿意爱主跟随主的神的儿女们行走在和神心意的路上的时候呢
Children of God who wants to walk in the way of God and to please God.
常常会碰到一些也称为基督徒的人他们有许许多多的 埋怨。
And they will encounter some people who have a lot of complaints.
怎么不是这样呢？
Why doesn't it happen this way?
怎么不是那样呢？
Why doesn't it happen that way?
为什么不可以多做一些社会性的工作呢？
Why can't we do more community work?
为什么可以多做一些那个外面的宗教的热烈呢？
Why can't we create more activity or religious activities?
为什么你们是矮矮板板的就是这个样子的？
Why are you so set in your ways?
说我们矮板，我们也不反对。
We won't object to being called, being set in our ways or being square.
因为我们认定。
Because we hold on to the fact.
我们不矮板，乃是根据一个事实。
Whether we are set in our ways is based upon one fact.
什么事实呢？
What's that fact?
尊基督为主。
We deem Christ as our Lord.
主喜悦的，我们跟上去。
If the Lord pleases, we will follow.
主不喜悦的，我们保留下来。
If the Lord is not pleased with it, we will stay back.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那么，正因着女人的后裔所做成的这个属灵的实际。
Because of the spiritual fact that the seed of the woman has accomplished.
我请弟兄姊妹。留意一件事实。
I like to draw your attention to one thing.
明天我们要看。
Tomorrow we will look at this.
启示录二十一章的开头。
We'll look at the beginning of Revelation chapter 21.
所引出的问题。
The problem that it will cause.
那个问题是什么呢？
What is that question?
那个问题就是。
That question is.
我只要弟兄姊妹去留意的。
I only want brothers and sisters to pay attention.
到了新天新地的时候。
Yes, when we come to the new heaven and new earth.
究竟有几个天？
How many heavens are there?
究竟有几个地？
And how many earths are there?
如果没有多出来的那些去了哪里？
And if not, where are the other heavens and earth?
怎么能从起初神造天地，并制造诸天跟这全这地，会到那一个时候变成了只有一个天，只有一个地。
So how does it go from in the beginning God created many heavens and the earth to the point when you have only one heaven and one earth?
那其余的去了哪里？
Where did the others go?
那这是弟兄姊妹，你又要回去想。
So brothers and sisters, go back and think about it.
不能凭自己想。
Not by yourself.
回到神的话里面去想。
Go back to the word of God.
你看到神既因着女人的后裔所带出来的那一连串的工作。
You see the series of work that's been brought about by the seed of the woman.
你看见一件事。
You see this fact.
起初神造天地的时候的那一个荣耀与华美。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, that glory and splendor.
就毫无保留的要出现在万有的当中。
Without reservation, it will appear in all things.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果你的兴趣强烈一点的。
If you have more of an interest.
晚上有空的时候想想这个问题。
If you have time tonight, ponder on this question.
也想想。
And think about this.
我们现在所做的是不是跟神这样的一个定义有距离。
What we're doing right now, is there a distance with what God wants to accomplish?
如果我们是，我刚才说什么？我刚才说了，人家说我们是改版。
And people call us.
感谢主。
Rigid. People call us rigid.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们矮板，矮板在基督里。
We are rigid, but we are rigid within Christ.
我们所留意的不是人对我们的反应。
We are not taking note of the reaction from others.
我们所该留意的是神如何在我们身上去建造好他所要建造的。
But we need to pay attention to what God is doing, what God is building upon us.
要叫我们在如今这个时代里头知道我们所走的路没有选错。
So that in this day and age that we are taking the right way.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们灵里面有点苏醒的
If we are alert in our spirit.
我们都发觉现在主来的脚步声已经给我们听见了。
We would realize that the footsteps of the Lord's return, we are already hearing that sound.
如果你要放眼看地上的那个光景。
If you look at the events on overall the earth.
你说弟兄啊平安吗
?You say, brothers, are you at peace?
平安。
Peaceful?
不过心里有个阴影。
You might feel the peace, but there might be a shadow.
你看看报纸上新闻里边所报道的这里又是给人开枪那里又给人开刀那里又是强奸这里又是抢劫那里又是做这个做那个。
If you look at the newspaper and paying attention to the reports, there are all these murders and thefts and there are these tragedies happening all over the place.
我在新闻报道里头听到有好些在美国停留好久的人。
And so in the news, I hear there are some people who stayed in America for a long time.
说我们从来都没有碰过这样的事情，现在我们跑到那里头都没有安全的感觉。
And so we never encounter these things. Wherever you go, you don't have a sense of security.
为什么？
Why?
你可以说人的堕落越来越深越广。
You could say it's because men have fallen deeper and deeper.
另一方面，你要看见。这就是主来的脚步声。
On the other hand, you can hear this is the footstep of our Lord's return.
那如果我们真的听到主来的脚步声
，If we can truly hear that footstep,
我们不会忘掉。
We will not forget.
创世纪第一章是起初神创造天地。
Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
启示录二十一章开头是新天新地来了。
And Revelation 21, the beginning says there's only one new heaven.
有什么关键？
One new earth. What's the key?
动作要显明出来呢？
What actions will there be?
啊，明天再交通了。
We'll continue sharing tomorrow.
我们今天就暂时停在这里。
We'll stop here for today.
啊，本来有一些话要说的。
Originally, I had planned for more words.
我插出来的话，把时间用光了。
I used up all my time.
我们总有祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们竟然是失信。
Even though we are faithless.
你仍旧是可信。
You are the faithful one.
主啊，历史一代以来。
Lord, through days and generations.
你按照你永远的旨意来行走。
According to your eternal purpose, you work.
我们要跟随。
We follow you.
不是我们不甘心不愿意。
It's not that we are unwilling.
而是我们实在没有那个条件。
But truly we don't qualify.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
借助你自己的交出。
Through what you have given up.
把我们放在你里面。
You have placed us in you.
我们就可以坦然的来行走。
So that boldly.
前面该走的路程。
We can walk forth in the way ahead.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
在你临近的时候。
And the time near your return.
叫我们里面能更多的靠近你的自己。
We should come closer to you.
更好的进入教会的建造。
We enter into a better building up of the church.
来成全你所要建造的那一个建筑。
To accomplish the building that you want to to build up.
让当万有都在你面前伏下来的时候。
That when all things bow before you.
我们向你更深的敬拜。
We worship you more deeply.
因为从永远到永远，你没有忘记你照着你的形象所造的人。
Because from eternity to eternity, you never forgot the men that you created in your image.
你带领过去的圣徒们走过这条路。
You led the saints in the past in walking this way.
求主现在领我们也走到这个路的尽头，就是完全的显明你的自己。
We ask the Lord to continue to bring us forth to the end of this way that is completely, completely showing forth of yourself.
敬拜赞美归给主。
Worship and praises be to the Lord.
属天的祝福更多的赏给我们。
Heavenly blessings will be upon us even more.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.